It's Monday, October 7th, and with your 7 a.m. news bulletin, I am Leonard Vidbian. In response to severe drought impacting the city, the Windhoek City Council is enacting temporary measures to decrease irrigation in public gardens and green spaces. Here is the city's Sili Kapolo.
As a result of these restrictions, residents may notice changes in our city gardens and green spaces. However, this is important to ensure that we prioritize water for critical needs only, such as drinking, sanitation.
Linus Mchila, the deputy president of the All People's Party, affirmed that the party is alive and well, dismissing rumours of its decline. He made this statement during the launch of the party's manifesto on Saturday in Rundu. In a separate event, the Popular Democratic Movement conducted its electoral college at the Gateway Centre in Windhoek. Here's the party's Maniel Garingombe.
It was very long exercise, a lot of discussions, a lot of looking at how the procedure of the election would be. At the end of the day, we participated in the elections, and today Luther Referenda and his team was busy doing the counting of votes and so forth, and I believe that we'll receive the results, and maybe we'll also be able to announce.
In the interim, the Republican Party's Hank Mudge is gearing up to lead the party on the ballot for this year's elections. Political analyst Raquel Andreas weighed in.
What is intriguing to me is, you know, the concept of succession planning. Across the board, in all political parties, it seems that it does not exist. You know, because you would think they should have had other options by now. But clearly, it looks like there is no succession planning. If that's the best they have, then that's the best they have. And I wish them all the best in November.
South Africa's activist and Citizens Forum has urged the government to abolish legal aid for criminal suspects following the mass killing of 18 people in Lusikisiki. The forum claims taxpayers' money should not fund defense lawyers for violent criminals. Spokesperson Dennis Bloom argues that current policies enable increased murder rates, kidnappings and violent crimes. He calls for immediate policy change.
President Cyril Ramaphosa and the government must know that the people of the country are traumatized and patients are running out. Nobody is safe anymore, anywhere.
The United States completed its first shipment of vaccines and therapeutic drugs for Marburg disease to Rwanda on October 4th. According to Thierry Rolls, U.S. CDC country director in Rwanda, the U.S. is collaborating with the country's health ministry and international partners to initiate clinical trials. Reuters says additional shipments may be sent to support the trials. Rwanda reported its first Marburg outbreak in late September with 36 cases and 11 deaths, and the disease has a fatality rate of up to 88%. Kamala Harris has met with Arab American leaders in the swing state of Michigan as her campaign seeks to address their concerns about the wars in Gaza and Lebanon. A poll released indicates the vice president is struggling to win over a group that has strongly favored Democrats in recent years. With additional details on the ground for us and now reporting is Ira Spitzer.
Kamala Harris held a brief meeting with Arab American leaders in Flint, Michigan ahead of a rally in the city on Friday. The vice president has come under criticism from many in the community for her perceived support of Israel's actions in Gaza over the past year. A poll by the Arab American Institute published this week shows Donald Trump leading Harris by a percentage point among Arab Americans nationally. Ira Spitzer, San Francisco.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.